Blog Talk Radio
presents a
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. No, I almost said joannebarton.com. Duh. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. We've got a great show for you guys, and can't wait to welcome our guest tonight. Her name is Erin McDermott. She's an author, and she's got a lot of books out. I'm very, very impressed, and can't wait to talk to her about that. And just want to say thank you to everybody who listened in on the 23rd as we celebrated Judy Tenuta kicking cancer's ass. She's doing remarkably well and fabulous. I'm so happy for her, and thank you guys for listening and calling in and sending your love to her. Sometimes that's all you need, you know. But anyway, tonight, we've got Erin McDermott on. She is an author, a young author. I want to add that. And the reason I say that is because she has written so many. I can't believe how many books she's written already, and she's very young. So welcome to the show, Erin McDermott. Erin, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you. Are you kidding? I couldn't wait to have you on. I'm dying to talk to you about your book. So again, I don't know how old you are, but you've got to be. I know you're a lot younger than me. But how many books have you actually written in this in your series?
So my current series is currently 4 books. The fifth one is going to be released within the next 2 weeks. We're just waiting for edits to be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a young adult fantasy romance series, but the people who read it the most are actually adults. It's just romance that's PG. And it takes a lot of influence off of Greek mythology. When I was in college, I majored in history, so I'm fascinated by Greek mythology and anything historical. So I try to incorporate that into all my fantasy books, and it really derives off of that and the Greek gods that we kind of learned about in school, maybe a bit in high school. I take that and I put that into this book, this series that will have its fifth book out soon, which will be the 10th book I've ever completed.
Wow, 10 books. My goodness. When do you write? I mean, that's what you do full time. You're just an author, huh?
You know, I have an overactive imagination. I can sit and just daydream stories. I always say when people wonder, you know, oh, she's laying down, you know, just doing nothing. I'm like, I'm actually working. I'm creating a story in my head right now that eventually I'll put onto paper. And that's kind of how the beginning of my writing process starts. And through that, I eventually turn whatever my daydreams are into a story for anybody else to read.
Cool. Now, how long did it take you to actually write how long did it take you to come up with the idea to do the series on, and tell us what Athana, am I pronouncing that correctly? Athana Chronicles?
Athana Chronicles.
And tell us a little bit about, like, where you came up with that and what exactly is that, and that is your series now, right?
Yeah. So that's the current series I'm on. The second to last book is about to be published in that series, and which is Hades Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And the final book should be published before the end of the new year, which will complete the entire series, which I'm very excited about. And I coming up with the idea isn't too difficult for me because I just lay back and daydream. And most of the stories I've created, I take off of childhood dreams, or I will have dreams that have a beginning, middle, and end. I will wake up and I will remember the entire dream. And then I will take that dream and start putting it down on paper before I lose whatever I dreamt about, because we always forget our dreams soon after we dream them. And I, you know, figured by putting it on paper quickly, I will always remember these dreams. And I take my favorite ones and I create them stories from them, and I make characters. I believe my stories are a bit more character driven, where the further I get into a story, the characters begin to take on a role of themselves, and they begin to take the story to whatever direction they want, which to even me is incredible, because I will have plotted out a story in a whole series, and then by book three, the series is going somewhere I didn't even expect. But it's almost like the characters are tugging me into a certain direction, and if I don't go that way, it's just wrong. And so I never even know where my stories are going to go, which I think is probably the most fascinating part about writing for me.
It's right, right.
Like, it's a mystery to me, too.
Now you said there's only two books left in the series. Why are you ending the series?
So this series, you know, it revolves around Greek mythology, but it is coming to a close. The character's arc and her path in this series has developed so well, and her tale in the story that began in the first book, which is Hades Deception, is coming, it's coming to a climax, which will eventually have to fizzle out. But at the same time, I already have my next series planned, which will be a young adult fantasy romance, whereas this is more of an urban fantasy genre. And I am very excited. I already have maps created for the entire world for my next series. But that won't come out, or I won't even, like, release any titles for that until this series is completely finished, which should be at around the new year.
I have a stupid question for you. Now, how many pages is one of your books?
So the first book in my series for the Athena Chronicles, Hades Deception, is 170 pages. Whereas the book I'm on now will probably come out to about 270 pages. So they do vary, but I like to keep them between 150 and 300. I don't want them to be too long, because I do write pretty fast-paced books with short chapters. I do this because that's what I enjoy reading. I never enjoyed reading books where chapters were 20, 30 pages, because I often would have not a lot of time to read, and I would always tell myself, okay, read until the chapter is over. And when it was 30 pages, that would be very long. So I guess the way I write, I take off of the way I read. So short chapters and shorter books.
Well, you just answered my stupid question. My stupid question was, if the books are not lengthy, why not make just one big book instead of a series? That was my stupid question, but you just answered it.
That is not a stupid question. But
no, because
yeah,
I was
exactly
curious.
That.
I mean, a series is a great idea, you know, but if it just keeps going, let's just make one book. But no, that's the way you write, and that's great.
Yes, and it's, you know, a lot of people, too, love to read a book and be able to know, like, they finished a book. And also, each book I have does have a beginning, middle, and end. So they do have a bit of a cliffhanger to keep you going on to the next book. But though there's one long story in my entire series, each book is a story of its own as well.
Right.
So it does, in a sense, have to be separated into different books, because they're just all each their own separate story. However, the main character, Claire Wilde, a young girl who is brought into this immortal world of Greek gods, goddesses, vampires, demons, you name it, from a simple town in Rhode Island. She builds herself up during it, but she is in every single book, which is important to note. Every book isn't its own story with a different character. Claire Wilde is the driving force through the entire series.
Right. Cool. Now you, I believe I read that you were turned on big time by Little House on the Prairie. Did you like imagine yourself as a little Laura Ingalls?
I did. actually, which is great. Little House on the Prairie was probably the first series I ever read growing up. And I would sit and read these books while my brother played baseball, Little League baseball. And I was amazed books and these travels this girl went on in the past. And especially, I have a BA in history. I was so fascinated with anything that had to do with history and kind of understanding the life of someone at that time. But I did enjoy how every book she wrote was based on a different house she lived in. So when I would watch my brother's Little League games, I actually would take a pen and paper. There weren't really laptops at the time. So I would take pen and paper, and I would write down my stories from my childhood, which I was still a child, so it wasn't much. But
right.
I would write from, the house I lived in and from beginning to end. Mm. And I tried to mimic how the Little House in the Prairie books were. And I actually still have that first book I hand wrote when I was in third grade in my house. And it's just so great to read because it was based off of my own third grade memories of my kindergarten life. So it even brings up memories to me today that I forgot over time. It's incredible.
So funny you saved it. And now, when you're 50, 60 and forget about those days, you have the book to always go back to.
Yes. And of course, it's hilarious to read somebody in third grade and how their version of writing is.
Right.
I couldn't spell anything appropriately and everything was off, but the story was still there, which is what's so amazing to look back on today. And I remember just, hating watching my brother play baseball. So I would just, I was in third grade. I would, I love baseball today, but at the time I didn't want to go to his Little League game. So I was like, I'm going to write. And I still have it today, which I love to look back on.
Nice. Now you have a BA, you have a bachelor's in history. So now what was your goal when you were trying to get the bachelor's in history? What was your goal as a career? Where it wasn't as an author. So what were you planning on being?
I always, while I had a fascination with history, I did always have a dream to become an author.
But when I
was younger, I would write stories and I would never. So even throughout college, I had hundreds of stories I would write. I actually had at one point this entire story ran that was one of the closest I had ever come to completing a story. And my laptop broke down. I went through so much work to get that laptop to work again. I have to thank my aunt who worked at that college for helping me get in touch with the IT department to get that laptop fixed. And we were able to fix it. And I was able to recover my story. And the beginning of that story is what became of the first book I ever wrote and published, which was Captain Rebel. So I'm so grateful for that. So I did write all the time. I just never completed my first book until soon after college. And once I completed the first, it's always an up. People never think they can complete something before they have, but it's just like they say, the man who broke the 4-minute mile, he took years and years for someone to do it. And then once he broke it, somebody else broke it soon after, and it became a possibility. The same thing I can say with my writing. It seemed impossible to finish a book. But once I finished my first book, I just kept going and continuing on because I now knew it was possible. And it just became easier and easier.
Wow. And now have you ever thought, considered or reached out or thought of reaching out to anybody to having them turned into a movie or anything on the screen?
No, I have not at this point. though that is a dream of mine. I think that's a dream of many authors. And it could be something down the line, but I think that would also be something I'd look more into after I have a completed series. And this will be my first completed series that is a continuation of the same character throughout the entire series.
Now, this may be a stupid question too, since you like to write about the Victorian era and the Greek era, the Greek mythology times, what was your favorite era in history? That's why I said it's a stupid question, on my part.
It is not a stupid question. I love that kind of question. I actually enjoy everything before the fall of the Roman Empire. So more so ancient history, because it's great to understand how things worked so long ago. We think always we're so intelligent today, but when you see these stories, like these ancient Greek gods and goddesses and the stories these people wove so many years ago, you realize they weren't that different from us today. Sure, their cultures were different, and the time was different. The way their stories are woven, everybody fell in love and fell out of love like we do. They had friendship problems just like we do. They questioned the world just like we do. And I think it's amazing to look back at ancient history to see how it's so similar to times today, in a sense.
Pretty much. It's just the same thing ongoing, just more technology and whatever, you know. But, yeah, it's been the same thing going on forever, I guess, right? We didn't start the fire, I guess, right?
Exactly. It's been a long time coming. And, I mean, you know, people don't even realize, like, you know, even ancient Rome and there's, you know, the Mayans and everybody had water systems and sewage systems thousands of years ago.
Right.
And these are things I didn't learn until I decided to major in history. And I think there's just so much worth knowing when you look into that. And that's also why I write it. I like to delve into these stories that were already made and see what I can do and twist it into today's time.
Are you a Twilight Zone fan?
I haven't really watched any episodes of Twilight Zone, but I do think it's something I'd be very interested in. I think the closest
I think it would definitely be something you would like. You should definitely check out the Twilight Zones. You'd love them.
Yes,
I was your age in school, I wanted to be an archaeologist. I can't believe it. Why? I don't know. I had a book and everything, and I used to always say, if I could go back in history just one day, one day, just to experience it, you know? I used to always want that, but, you know, as kids, we change our minds on things we want to do, obviously. But, you know, but that was always my fantasy, to go back in time for one day just to check it out and see what it was like, you know. And
fantasy, too.
yeah. And it's funny, my son, actually, he's going to school for a history degree. And I don't know what he's going to do with it, but that's why I asked you what your intentions were. Yeah, he said he wanted to be a history teacher, but I don't know if it's going in that direction. So I don't know what he can do with a history degree. What kind of jobs can you do with a history degree?
There's quite a few up there, because you do obtain, you know, like great critical thinking skills that other majors don't give you entirely. Mm. I think the other thing that was great in my school was every class in history was writing intensive, which I loved at the time.
Right.
But now I'm kind of happy that I had to write 20 to 40 pages a week at my college, because it made me be able to continue writing 20 to 40 pages a week so I can get my books out. And I try to aim to get them out every 3 to 4 months. So it was that history degree that prepared me for writing.
Yeah, he does a lot of writing, too. He has to do a lot of writing. He's a very good writer, too, actually. I'm wondering if he'll do the same thing you're doing. So I hope so.
It's great.
Yeah, I hope so.
Think about
so
it.
Now you are fully published, or do you publish yourself?
So actually, I publish independently, and I do that because the writing process, you get to get more books out quickly.
Yeah.
You have full authority over your cover, over who's going to edit, so many things. But you also get a lot more in royalties opposed to traditionally published.
Yeah.
You know, most of your royalties go to the publishing press. So it is a decision everybody has to make when they decide to write a book and go about it. Which way do they want to go? And there's so many aspects that go into the thought of whether you're going to independently publish or traditionally publish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough decision, but I was headstrong on going into the independently published world, and I love it. It's a business as well as writing, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, you learned a lot too to do that. Now, any advice for any young writers or new writers that have no clue how to do it?
Well, to begin, I think the first thing everyone has to do before they have to they figure out whether they want to go independent or traditional is to write the book and finish it, which was difficult for me. It took me years. And the best advice I ever received, which really helped me to finish my first book, was imagine the book and your first draft as a sandbox. You're just filling the sandbox with sand. It doesn't matter what kind of words or sand you fill it with, if they're poorly written or you're just filling it with sand. And then the second draft is creating the sandcastle. This is the best advice I ever received, because once you write the end, it doesn't matter how poorly that first draft is written. No one's going to see it. But now you have an entire story, and you've used the creative part of your brain, which is different than the editorial part of your brain. It's two different sides you're using just on creating a story. When you get the second draft, you can go back and fix the writing, which now you're shutting down the creative side of the brain and you're working on the editing process. I think a lot of people try to do both at the same time, and that's why they never finish that first book, because it's really hard to write a book and create a story from your mind while also trying to write it the best way you possibly can.
I was going to ask you, do you edit your own books? But you answered that question too.
I do have somebody else edit after so many drafts. So I do write one draft, and then the second draft I work on editing somewhat, and then the third draft I work on even more edits, because there's just so much you can't find. And then I do send it over to an editor for the fourth draft. So I ultimately write three drafts before complete, and then somebody else edits it for me.
Nice. Well, good for you. Good for you. So tell us now, you said two more and you're finishing the I keep thinking I'm not pronouncing this correctly, Athena Chronicles, and then you're moving on to what is the new series based on? I'm sorry, you mentioned it earlier, but can you repeat that for me?
Yes, it's a young adult fantasy romance. So that one will be based in a completely different world, where this series is based in Earth on today's time. And that's why it's more so of an urban fantasy book, because that genre more so deals with the fanatical things in today's time, in today's world. Whereas my next series it's not going to be based on Earth. It's going to be in some mystical far off land.
A mystical far off land. So one that you've made up yourself, or?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've been working on map building and story building for each individual city and town for this world for a few months now. So I kind of do it in between writing this series. I'll take some time off to work on my next series.
Right.
But I'm not going to start writing it until I complete this series. So I'm hoping to start it in the beginning of January, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Cool. And when do we see Erin McDermott autobiography? Not for a long time.
Probably when I'm a little older and wiser.
I know, like I said, I don't know how old you are. You're definitely a lot younger than me, and for you to have 10 books out already, my goodness.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to have...
I'm 27.
Oh, my God. Wow. Congratulations, kiddo. You're going to be doing fabulous, my goodness. By
Thank
the time you,
you
finally put away that laptop, you're going to have like 100, maybe 200 books under your in your resume there.
That would be a dream.
Wow, that's wonderful.
For now, I don't
and
really
now you
count.
Say they're really they're young adult urban fantasies and whatnot, but you say mostly adults like them too, huh?
Yes. Most people who read them are adults. It's the stories are interesting, even for me. I read young adult books. I think it's just the PG factor within these where you don't get too intense. And of course, it's usually like my main character is 17 years old in the start of the book. So you do have a young girl learning things about her life as it goes on, which I think is widely important in a young adult book, because you need someone who is young and new to the world. Whereas sometimes in adult books, you have somebody who already is sure of who they are and where they're going in life. My books, the main character who drives the book forward, still is trying to figure themselves out.
Right. Wow. Well, my goodness. Like I said, you are going to have a ton of books under your, I'm at a loss for words tonight. I don't know. I'm trying to say under your belt. There you go. Under your belt. and I couldn't get it out. Under your belt when you finally hang up your laptop. And my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're great. You are so talented. I'm so impressed. I am very impressed. Where can people get your books, Erin? Let everybody know where they can get your books.
So my books are available on Amazon. And if anyone has Kindle Unlimited, it is in the Kindle Unlimited program, so you can borrow my books for free. They're $2.99 for the Kindle book, and it's $9.99 for the paperback. And the first book in my Athena Chronicles series is Hades Deception by Erin McDermott.
Right. Right. And that's the one we were giving away. If people who are listening right now want to call in, 646-478-0999. You know what's going to happen? And they're not going to be able to call in for it. they're going to download it, and they're not going to be able to call in to win. But, But now, let me see. What was – when you were growing up, did you like reading series or individual books? And what was your favorite book?
When I was growing up, I more so enjoyed series because I hated reading a book and having it come to an end after I fell in love with the characters. I wanted to be taken on a long journey that never ended. I think that's more so why I like to write in series as well. My favorite book, too, I would say it was Maybird, and it was a book I found in a Scholastic book fair that went to the school when I was in fifth grade, I believe, and I picked it up, and it's not a very well-known book, but it was a three-book series, and it was about a girl who falls into a lake, and she winds up in the world of the undead, and it was for young adults. Like, I was in fifth grade, and I got so attached to the characters that I wound up reading that book and going through the series and feeling so emotional about everything that happened. I remember at the end of that series, I actually laid on the ground and cried for 10 hours because the book was over and I could no longer read about the characters. So it was a book I'll never forget.
And what was the name of it again?
It was the Maybird series.
Oh.
The main character's name was Maybird. And I don't think it's not very well known, but I did find it. It was kind of like, finding something unknown and picking it up. I picked it up because I liked the cover.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a magical experience. And I so much so that I still remember it today, and I could name it as my favorite series ever.
And it had a big impact on you too, which is great.
It did. Yep. And it was also about a girl who didn't know herself quite well. And when she went into this new world, she began to experience new things and began to learn who she was while going through, life or death situations that are not normal for us, but we love reading them.
Right.
And she grew as a person and wound up coming home at the end of the three books as someone grown so much because of what she experienced in the books, which I thought was great.
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds really good. And like you said, if it had such an impact on you, it made you want to write the series as well. I mean, it really was a great book for you. So I've never heard of it either. I mean, I'm not a big reader. I never have time to read. I'm more the audio. Do you have audio books?
I have one, and it's the book, what is it called? You Are a Badass. And
what is
it?
You Are a Badass?
Yes, it's a self-help book for women more so. It's very well known.
You did those too. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't write them. I this is my favorite one that I listen to.
Are your books in audio form?
Not yet. It's a lot of work to put them into audio form, and you really got to find the right speaker for it.
Mm.
And that is not me. So I have to, it's a long process, and it might be something I will delve into with my Asana Chronicles series, but not until after all 6 books are completed.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. And guys, go check out the Asana Chronicles at Erin's website. It's erinmcdermott.com.
ErinMadelineMcDermott.com.
Oh, Erin Madeline McDermott. Pardon me. Sorry, Mom. Don't get mad at me. I'm kidding. But, ErinMadelineMcDermott.com, and that's MCDERMOTT. And yeah. Go check out the Athana Chronicles, and she got some new stuff coming out, and I'm looking forward to checking it out myself. So, Erin, I can't thank you enough for joining me. Congratulations. Good luck with everything. You don't even need luck. You're already killing it, kiddo.
Luck? I always need luck.
Yeah, well, we could all use luck, but you've got talent. That's all that matters.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, and what a pleasure to speak with you, and all the best. My God, go get them.
Thank you so much.
All right. Everybody, Erin McDermott. Erin, take care, and good luck with the books. We'll talk soon. Come back and let us know if another book comes out.
Of course, I will.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks. Yeah, I've got a lot of I was having trouble hearing her. I don't know how if you guys were having trouble hearing her, but for some reason it's I hear like a or something like that. Also her audio is very low for me. I don't know if it was low for you guys. So if it was, I don't know if it's something to do with the platform, her phone, my phone, the connection. I don't know. If it was, I apologize, but what an amazing, amazing young girl. Wow. 27 years old, has 10 books done already. And I can't imagine where she's going to be in the next 20 years. She's going to have I can't even put a number on how many books she'll have out by then. My goodness. But, yeah, they sound like a great, great storyline and the series itself, and then moving on to another series. And oh boy, when you have a vivid imagination, you can do anything. And she is definitely all about it. So go to her website again, erinmadelinemcdermott.com, to go check out her Athana Chronicles. I know I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, and I'm so sorry. To check out that series, she said she's got 2 more, and then she's working on the other one. So actually, I think she said she's working on the other one now too. So. We weren't going to do a show on the 30th. I was going to, my new routine is trying not to do so many shows, but it just doesn't happen that way. So on the 30th, we have Charlie Trussillo, Officer Trussillo. For those of you from Harrison, New Jersey, know Charlie Trussillo. He is in the new Sopranos movie. And we're going to talk to him about that. So that's September 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And for those of you who know me personally and know that I recently said I would be doing, the what do you call it? Well, it's for the Observer, the newspaper, the broadcast. Their broadcast of the news prior to the paper coming out. It doesn't look like I'm going to be able to do that. I'm having trouble with my body, I guess you could say. I'm having trouble walking, so I'm not going to be able to get over there. So, and it has to be recorded there. So, but yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do it right now. I don't know if they want me to do it. Please get somebody, obviously, who can do it, who's healthy and young, because I'm not. But anyway, great show this month. We've had great shows the month of September. October's going to be kick-ass. We're going to start off Rocktober. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of music in October. Calendar should be up by the end of the week, and we'll get that going. So I thank you, everybody. Thank you to Erin. We appreciate you being on the show. Good luck with the books, and everybody have a good night, a great week, and remember to be kind, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.